August the 19th, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks, Black Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomiradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihu kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Quran, Surah 39, Ayah 6, 8 heads of cattle and pairs. Isaiah 51:12, son of man as grass. So here we have four as a symbolic of what is universal. And Quran also says he reveals four heads of cattle in pairs, right? So you double the pairs to become eight. That's why I said it wasn't all of it. It's something else. He revealed four heads of cattle in pairs, so we have four for human universality. Human science is different from material science. We have four for the sciences. So we have the universality of human life. And nature, we have universality for the world knowledge and nature. So they are different. The human being is on a higher plane spiritually and on a higher plane mentally than the rest of creation. So he revealed eight heads of cattle and pairs. He revealed the knowledge for human edification, human science, and he revealed the knowledge for material edification and psyche, chemistry of all of these things. That's what it means. It means that God of the creation is the God of both reality, and therefore he is the teacher for both realities. And through Muhammad, we got that. And the proof is that the world came into enlightenment and into progress. So it is the dead stage, the first stage of life, is roots in the earth. Pardon me. Well, I'll go back. Seed is the dead stage, and the first stage of life is roots. And the earth with a little stem so it can have sunlight. Freedom, and then it takes another form. It develops branches, or it turns green, and it stands up. Some bear flowers, some will bear seeds, some will bear fruit. So actually, it is a stage, isn't it? The three main stages. The one is anchoring in the ground. The other one is forming outside of the ground. And the last one is providing for its continued life. So the fruit gives you something nice to taste and everything. The grass is not there to show off. It's humble. This is not vain. It's simple straight up because it's not vain. It gives you the secrets of its life, not in the ground. It's right there in your eyes. It's not enshrouded like the apple seed. You have to bite down into the apple to find the seed. Its life as it expresses itself shows you the secrets of its origin. For earth like copper. So it is a sign of openness, honesty, and charity, which knowledge, the knowledge of how life continues. four heads of cattle in pairs. They eat grass. And if the grass is a servant of God, the servant of God is giving up the secrets of life. Then what are they eating? They are eating knowledge. The cows are eating a particular knowledge. And those that eat that kind of knowledge with an awareness of it, they are sacred cows. So in the intellect is a cow, and the cow chews over what it is trying to understand, taste and digest, chews on it a lot. Chews just doesn't stop up, doesn't pick up something and swallow it. It chews on it a lot. Then it's got a second stomach. It puts it in there and let it sit there a while in a place of rest. And then when the thought hits the brain, it hits it, brings it back up, chews on it some more. Now that is, has been in that place of rest for a while. Maybe now I can find out what this is, learn more about what this is. I have swallowed. So this is the activity of the intellect. The Quran Surah 39, Ayah 6, three veils of darkness. The third step and stage in the development of the soul is characterized by effects made to improve its own state of existence, to improve our state of existence, the ascendant nature, the nature to rise higher in a scale of human worth, to fulfill the need in your life to be satisfied with yourself. Be satisfied with yourself as a creature of great worth. The demand on us for self-esteem and merit in the society of the good doers and the excellent people. So we want inclusion. We want to be amongst them. We want them to accept us. And this is all of us. Although some of us give up too soon. Some of us never give up. We never give up trying to be better our own condition and better our own mind and better our own condition so that we will be able to demand a place amongst the best people on earth, on this earth. And I believe that's what the Nation of Islam wanted for us, that we work hard, that we improve ourselves to qualify so we wouldn't have to beg somebody to accept us, but our worth would cause them to invite us amongst them, and they would be happy to include us. Thank God we have come there. We have come there with the light of the Quran and the light of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon his life. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third stage, ascending spirit. I repeat, the third stage and stage in the development of the soul is characterized by effects made to improve the state of existence. I believe that this self is the ascending self, ascending soul, or the ascending spirit. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, mercy, knowledge overreaches all things. Muslims, 65:18, education seeks Allah, makes path easy. Al-Islam as a religion of peace. In many ways, we are promoting Al-Islam if we are following and obeying our religion as we should be. And we can't do that without knowledge. Brothers and sisters, Muslims, remember that God said that the knowledgeable people who learn and then share their knowledge with others, they will be in the new world that God will create, or what they call paradise. To come, they will be in the ranks near the prophets themselves. And the same interest has been given to us in the saying of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, who says, whoever goes out takes a path to seek knowledge for the benefit that is not his, or that is in for others has entered upon the path of God. That's a strong statement, and Allah Most High God himself says to us in the Quran, and everything, skies, earth, everything, including our own selves, that God has incorporated, brought all this together in a harmony, in a unity among, or through the knowledge and mercy. So knowledge, its purpose is to bring relief to the society. Now, what is all this to say to us about knowledge and mercy? You can be cruel with knowledge. With knowledge, you can do cruel things. But God didn't intend knowledge to be used that way. The knowledge is to be used to bring relief to society, to human family, and you can be cruel with kindness, but God intended that our kindness be sincere, our kindness be unselfishness, our kindness be in accord with the will of God, who is all good and does not accept any bad or any wrong. So Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, surely God is good and does not accept any wrong or any bad. And to give more support to that description of God, as a God of all good, God says to us in the Quran, do not put into your charity that would shame you if it was disclosed to the people where you got it from. God is good and does not accept anything but good. No bad things, no wrong things. So Al-Islam is a religion of peace. Al-Islam wants us to have as our goal on this earth community establishment. And it could be said in another way, family establishment, but it's not in our personal family. It is the family God made all of us, the human family. Al-Islam wants us to have community life established for the human family, and at the same time, we are not encouraging or permitting even to impose it upon others. God asks of us that we be examples, that we be witnesses, witnessing what God wants according to our scripture that you receive through Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, who received it from the archangel Jibril. The Quran Surah 40, Ayah 7, Allah embraces all in mercy and knowledge. So a true religious community, there are people who don't want to see the Muslim with the image or reputation for being a true legitimate religious community. There are enemies who come amongst the Muslim community who want to keep the public thinking that we are a people belonging to some weird cult. Their intentions are not really religious. Their intentions are troublemakers. They want the public to think that Muslims are some kind of undercover gang that wears religious labels. These people really hate the presence of any good person, and knowing that this religion feeds good side and the good nature and the good life of the human being. They work hard trying to keep Muslim minds confused. I often hear these people come up with their own sayings behind a good one. The wrongdoer can't leave a good thing alone. If you say something that will establish good and influence good, they have to come behind it with a devilish way, with a hiss that suggests bad in order to kill the effects of the good. So the devil and his servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has revealed everything in the Quran. Every issue is covered. So the devil and his servant would like you to think this religion is preached just like a beautiful story. If you enjoy it like a beautiful piece of music, or a beautiful story, then you are self. But if you take this religion serious in all of its details, they want you to think that you are out of your mind. These are the whisperers of the devil that wants us to doubt what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established. Such evil persons don't trust this religion all the way. Use your own intelligence. You can't tell the average person in America to use his or her own intelligence in matters of religion. They have very little ability to use their own intelligence in matters of anything. Their life is proof that they can't make proper judgment. Now, why didn't these people encourage others to make judgment according to what God has said? The Quran sent because your mind is terribly limited and that life is too big for you. Don't let your own mind cause you to doubt what God has said or cause you to go astray or do something different from what God has established. Follow Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Obey and believe in him. Know that your mind is terribly limited and that the life is too big for you. You need the divine word of God, and you need a man that God accepted as a guide for you to follow. That man is Prophet Muhammad. We know that form life takes, whether it is religious, business, culture, or political, there is a context for it. Everything must exist within some context, within some boundary. We don't live or think any and everywhere. All of our activities are limited to certain boundaries. So knowledge context for everything, it is identity. So God says that he has made for everything a knowledge content, to give it a boundary and to give it an identity. When you leave that knowledge content, you come out of your boundaries and out of your identity. Unless we see and understand this, we are in the dark. Knowledge of our own situation and what is required of us in the situation is the light for us. So without that knowledge, we are in the dark. A person may call himself a Muslim and live in a knowledge content that is not Muslim. And though he calls himself a Muslim, does not make him one. There must be a knowledge content because it is within that content, that life of a thing we identify with is protected. So it is Muslim knowledge that makes a person a Muslim. So we are not supposed to have anybody or everybody in one little group under one person. In fact, you can't progress in such a situation. Any leaders, imams, or amqah, representatives that will cooperate with people and keeping the Muslim confined to one place, and under one leader and enslaved or infiltrators. So they are working with people who are trying to keep the little man from growing. A situation such as this, not of our religion, al-Islam is not a religion of containment. It is not designed to hold people in prison. Prison house within, you carry within a condition of enslavement, confinement that limits your freedom. So there is prophets called Yusuf in the Quran and Joseph in the Bible. As a child, he was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Now, what is scripture telling us in this story of Joseph? It is saying that there is something that may prevail as a condition which amounts to enslavement or confinement. This condition is a prison. Systems of knowledge. The Quran, Surah 1, Ayah 2, Lord of all the world, systems of knowledge. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, Allah encompasses everything in knowledge. So the system of knowledge is everything that exists except Allah. Washakuli Shailin Ilman, everything has been encompassed in knowledge. Kuli Shailin, that means that there is no single thing in the universe that doesn't have a knowledge text. It has a knowledge text, and its knowledge text is its systems of knowledge. Yes, its knowledge text is its systems of knowledge. So the knowledge text of the human being is the science of the human being. Makes us for his human body. For a bird, it's different. For wheat grain, it is different. For everything, it's different, right? So for every single thing, it's different. So the Quran, Surah 41, Ayah 53, signs in heaven and in self. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayat 89, reaches to recesses with his knowledge. So everything has its knowledge text. And God blesses science to find that knowledge text. And we say find what God says on the material side, in the material side. But they don't find what God says to us. Is see how God made all of that, to read something, command that he relates to his own creation and everything in the heavens and the earth. They are signs as well as in yourself. So this makes microphone to know what this mic is. You have to go to the science who invented this. Or the scientist who invented it, right? And the inventor will tell you how this mic operates. He will give you the science of the knowledge, body of this thing you call a mic. So everything that exists has its knowledge text. That's what Allah means when he says, Ilman. And in another place he says, Ilman wa rahman, knowledge and mercy. Why? Because when you get the knowledge, the utility, that God's mercy is, that's God's mercy to you. Wa shakuri shailin ilman wa rahman. So the Quran, Surah 12, Ayah 76, over all and one endowed with knowledge. The Quran, Surah 30, Ayat 56, those endued with knowledge. Now, Lord of the systems of knowledge, where do we go directly to see what is addressing? The planet, the universe, the stars that make up this universe. Each one is a body of knowledge in a universal system of knowledge. But each one has its own separate body of knowledge in the universal system of knowledge. So if you study Mars, you get a different body of knowledge than you get out of the study of Mercury. You study Earth and you get a different body of knowledge. So each body has its own individuality in terms of its composition, its makeup, and its situation in the universe. So therefore, it has its own text. Each one has its own text, and inside the sphere of each one of these, there are many things. And every sealed thing has its knowledge body and its text, systems of knowledge. God guided me to that. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 7, mercy, knowledge over all things. So this world that God made is bigger than us. We can't manage this big world God created without God's help. That's what God wants us to know. That the thing, that this big world of sky and earth is too big for you, man, to handle by yourself. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, knowledge, mercy overreaches all things. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, mercy, knowledge overreaches all things. So Muslim 65:18, education seek Allah makes path easy. So knowledge purpose to bring relief. Now what is this? Now what is it, all this to say to us about knowledge and mercy? You can be cruel with knowledge. With knowledge you can do cruel things. But God didn't intend knowledge to be used that way. The knowledge is to be used to bring relief to the society, to the human family. And you can be cruel with kindness, but God intended that our kindness be sincere. Our kindness be unselfishness. Our kindness be in accord with the will of God, who is all good and does not accept any bad or any wrong. Muhammad the prophet, prayer and the peace be upon him, said, surely God is good and does not accept any wrong or any bad. And to give more support to that description of God as a God of all good, God says to us in the Quran, do not put into your charity that would shame you if it was disclosed to the people where you got it from. God is good and does not accept good, no bad thing, no wrong thing. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, Allah reaches over all in mercy and knowledge. Now, can you see the resemblance for Islam focus on the beginning of man and the Genesis focus on the beginning of man? So what did he say of the Khalifa? He said he makes subservient. He makes useful, and making yield its usefulness. Not just useful, but it's going to yield its usefulness. He made things in the sky and on earth to yield its usefulness. Yield its usefulness to the human person that will accept the responsibility that God created the human person for. So that's the Khalifa. If we accept the responsibility that God created you for, he says that he is going to make everything you see in this world serve you, serve your mind for the benefit of your society. So mercy has come from knowledge and science. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, that he has extended everything so that it will have science. Ilma, knowledge and science, wa rahma, and mercy. The greatest mercy have come from knowledge and science. These clothing that are a mercy, especially in Chicago in this month, December. These clothing are a mercy, but even if it was warm weather, I would wear thinner clothing, and the thin garment in the warm weather is mercy, because I would like to just take off everything and be as cool as I am. I can. But the mercy of God through revelation, enlightenment, divine enlightenment, has made me ashamed to just go naked when he put a monkey in clothes. So education and mercy. Education, a requirement in religion. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, Allah reaches over all in knowledge and mercy. The Quran, Surah 96, Ayah 1, read with the name of your Lord. Masjid, page 1, 136 and 218, education obligation on every Muslim. So Egyptian leaders visited from the Department of Religion when I became leader. I had a visitor from Egypt. He came from the government, but a religious person sent from the religious department And first thing he said to me was, you know, I am acquainted with your brother Akbar. Akbar was educated by them at Al-Azhar University, the most popular, the most famous university in the Islamic world. By popular opinion in Islamic world, he said, I know your brother Akbar, and in fact, I talked to him, and we know of you, but we don't know you too well. I said, yes, that's true. He said, if we have a chance, we'd like to pick the one who is educated. But if we don't have that choice, we would pick the one who is good. Yes, that's what he told me. Dr. Ibrahim from Egypt. So I'm agreeing with him. Education is the number one priority in Al-Islam. Respect for knowledge is part of propagation of Al-Islam. So this is important. This is an important part of the preaching of Al-Islam or spreading Al-Islam to make the people aware of the importance of knowledge and to have them respect knowledge. God says to us in our holy book, and Darnell, you know Arabic too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he has tied everything together and has incorporated everything, the whole universe, upon knowledge and mercy. It means that everything has its inner content of knowledge and mercy. So when I'm speaking using the microphone, this invention of modern science, modern technology, I'm using it to carry the voice to the PA system for the broadcast. But you can study the microphone and it has its own knowledge. When you study the mic, you are studying the knowledge of it and the PA system, right? So that goes for everything. If it is a mosquito, it has mosquito knowledge. So judge laws should have knowledge and mercy. Science will study the mosquito and give you the science of his life so you will understand how he lives, why he wants blood, and how he flies and everything. So God said this to us 1,400 years ago, long before modern science and technology. God said this to us. He told us that through Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, he told all of his humanity that everything is contained in the content of science and knowledge and mercy. That's to tell us the wise judge don't just go upon your knowledge but respect your human heart and know when mercy is to be the rule. So that's for everything, you know, knowledge and mercy. So death is a mercy. We find that even death is a mercy. Most people see death as if it's frightening to think of it and say, oh, I'm going to die and my child is going to die. Yes, we are all going to die. But God has created death too as a mercy. Read with the name of your Lord. So knowledge is priority, number one priority. Education then is our responsibility. And you know the first word of revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, 1,400 years ago, was read. The first word of revelation to him was read. Iqra is the Arabic Quranic term. So he said to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, read in the name of your Lord who created. And you know all of that. So the Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, knowledge, mercy, overreaches all things. So before you tell the child anything about education, you should tell the child without the creation matter that you see, the skies and the earth and our bodies and animals, created by a power we don't know and can't conquer. We would not have anything to teach you in this school. That's what they should tell them first. Then they would be educating children and educating people who will have it straight and who will be free to make much more of their lives than what they are making of their lives today. Because you can have a PhD. You can have many PhDs and you can fall down to the lowest of the low. Drugs, liquor, lust for the things of this world can bring that PhD down to the lowest of the low. Disappointment, something he attached himself to, or she attached herself to, disappointment, or disappoint you, fall down sometimes to the lowest of the low. But if they would introduce education correctly, begin with the God that made the world out of which all knowledge comes. He has extended everything and encompassed everything, connected everything, pardon me. He extended everything, expanded and everything, and connect everything upon knowledge and mercy. So what is God telling us? Telling us everything created has knowledge to offer you, and everything created has a mercy to offer you. Doesn't civilization, the growth of education or society, brings not only knowledge but also a more compassionate world to live in, a more comfortable and more merciful world to live in? So God has said that by way of revelation to Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. So knowledge, science, and mercy in the whole universe. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayah 7, Allah over all things in mercy and knowledge. So you mentioned something very important. Our whole religion is education. Not only that, the whole universe, everything in the skies and in the earth is education. God says, Wasiya al kulli shay'in rahmatan wa ilma. Wasiya al kulli shay'in rahmatan wa ilma. Everything that exists that God made is there to give us knowledge, science, and mercy. That's what God said. So education compulsory started with Muhammad. The Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 7, Allah reaches over all things in mercy and knowledge. The Quran, Surah 96, Ayat 1, education compulsory started with Muhammad. Manual Hadith, page 39, 15, obligation every Muslim. So God says in the Quran, Rabbana wasya ata kula shen rahmatan wa ilma. That is everything that exists and extends itself, multiplies itself, etc. with knowledge and mercy. Everything God has created will extend to man if he obeys God, if he respects God, not only knowledge and science, but also mercy. So we know that with our Quran coming to the world, science was revealed. So the intellect was reawakened, and science began to flourish again in the community of mankind. So this is reality. This is a fact of history, not a myth, not a religious claim, only, but a fact of history. But where was the destiny for the people of the book? It was lost until the Quran came to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. And Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, preaching the word of God, awakened the intellect of man and excited the interest in the material universe for positive and good benefits. And they became the new generation of scientists. And who led it? The Muslim followers of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So think about that now. what is missing in the message of El Islam today? Why does we have that kind of presence in the world of science today? We're getting it, presenting in the world of science today. We're getting it slowly, but not only us. Hindus are getting it. Chinese, many others. The Russians, we know, but many others are engaged in the work of scientific research and et cetera. And they are contributing. The universe is not for white folks. The universe is not for white folks. The universe is not for yellow people. The universe is for all people. And if you don't block the way, you will have all people making their contribution to science and to the society. And mankind, so that we have conveniences. And when you have conveniences, you also have mercy. So when God says that he has incorporated all things, that he has caused all things to be extended to us with knowledge and mercy, he is saying to us, if you want a more merciful society, you want a more merciful human life on this earth, pursue God's creation for its knowledge and its sciences. And then, when you get it, you will bring comfort. Look what came to replace the donkey and the horse, Mercedes-Benz and all the other cars. I didn't forget American General Motors, but you African-Americans, when I come into your neighborhood, I say your neighborhood. I am you, but I say your neighborhood. When I am driving around in your neighborhood, I see more Mercedes-Benz than I see anywhere else. You poor African-American, I'm talking about you. I pull up in a parking lot just 2 days ago. A Mercedes-Benz on my left and one on my right. I said, good God Almighty, it must be a black neighborhood. Every citizen has to be educated, both male and female. So it took centuries for us to come to that civilized position that all human beings are entitled to the knowledge that God made possible when he created the world. If we had the kind of recognition and the kind of willingness, see, to give knowledge, like that, and to point to the truth and share the science with everybody and excite the minds of everybody, poor as well as rich, to get the benefit that God has given to you in this created material world. So when you do that, you put yourself in position then to be replaced by somebody else. And those who want to have power and authority, they don't want to ever have a situation where someone can rise up as high as they are and replace them. Well, I insist that the Muslim American society be against that, and you take down from positions of authority all big-headed Negroes that want, all big-headed Negroes that want to control your life and decide how much of what this is or that you are going to get. Nobody but God should decide how much we get. If I qualify to get more money, you shouldn't stay in my way. If I qualify to get more recognition as a teacher of El Islam, you shouldn't stay in my way. If I qualify to get a high position in the military, you shouldn't be in my way. I'm qualified. I should believe in freedom, justice, and equality. It's not available to everybody just because they want it. It's available to those who qualify for it. You have to qualify for freedom. The more you qualify for freedom, the more freedom you can get. And if you want to qualify for the maximum amount of freedom that a human being is created to have, then please put a limit on your freedom. You put a limit on your own freedom. So when you see your freedom is too much causing trouble for you and others, you withdraw. Say, oh, that's too much freedom. I don't want all of that freedom. That's destruction I'm asking for. Then you will have not only freedom, but you will have justice. You will be a man of not only freedom, but a man of justice. Equality in the original form, not wealth. And the equality is the equality of our creation. So there are no equalities for rich or poor. There will always be those richer than others and those having to depend on others to open the way for wealth and material development or whatever. They will always be that. You can't change that. That is the way of creation. That's the way of God. So let us not follow the Western world in their thinking and put poor against the rich, or the rich will be against the poor. Let us condition poor to friendly, to be friendly, and appreciate and appreciative. Be friendly with the rich and appreciate the rich, so that we will have the rich not fearing us and not hating us for everything what they have. This world wants to create a breach and keep the breach growing bigger and bigger. So if you know the guidance of God revealed through Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, you want to heal the breach, heal every breach that God did not intend to be there. And God did not intend to divide people along class lines of wealth and property, etc., of those who know, the professional, and those who don't. We are all brothers and sisters in El Islam. And the habits, I won't say tradition, because we are not consciously doing it, but habit has remained. In El Islam, when you meet with Muslims of different nationalities, different ethnic groups, different statuses in the society or in the world, one high and one low, one doctor and one is not. When they meet and greet each other, they are all the same. You can't tell one of the doctors, you can't tell one has a PhD or several PhDs. And the other has, and the other one does not. As long as they are brothers and they are decent by their brother, they meet and the doctor was speaking and looking up to the little man that has not one doctorate degree. He will look up to him because he has excellence of character, just a little bit more than the professional has. And the professional will be looking up to him and praising him, saying, make dua for me and my family, brother. So the Quran, Surah 40, Ayat 7, Allah embraced all things in mercy and knowledge. So when you look at the word of Al-Islam, or pardon me, when you look at the word Al-Alamina, so this is not the regular way you would talk about those physical objects out there. The world, it is not talking about that at all. These plurals are the plurals for living things. So Al-Alamina is talking about the world of mankind, the world of mankind. The Arabic grammar tells us this is the world of mankind. It is not talking about Jupiter, Mars, and all those places up there. It is obviously that the Quran is teaching us something more than that, primitive or uneducated or unenlightened man believe that those things out there, they were worlds. They knew it. And they believed that some god they called by some other name, maybe, but they believed that some great power made all of that out there. So that is not anything new to the giving people. So the Bible has that before the Quran. And the Bible is not talking about those physical objects up there either. That's obvious that something made those physical objects. It is the world of mankind that God is talking about. Al-Amin means the world of mankind and knowledge. So really the word Al-Amin and Adam comes from the word meaning to know or knowledge. So ill means knowledge, so that the root is knowledge. So the verb is to know knowledge, to have knowledge. And Al-Amina means the world of knowledge. But look how wonderful the revelation of the Quran is. Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, taught us that everything in the Quran, God says, it has an easy to understand meaning. And it has a meaning that you get by enlightenment or by insight. If God is saying the world, those people who don't know Arabic grammar and who know Arabic grammar in the public, most of the people of the public don't know out Arabic grammar. And the Western world, most of the people do know something about English grammar. But in the Arabic-speaking world, most of their public know nothing about Arabic grammar. Only the educated know that they are in the small minority. Most of their people are not educated. They have a high rate of illiteracy that has survived until now. In the time of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, the first thing he did was to start trying to get everybody to be literate. He said, whoever learns just a line or part of a line, find someone who doesn't know that and teach him. So he was trying to bring about a revolution there for education. And he required everything. Or everybody, pardon me, to learn how to read. But centuries passed, and they lost all of that. And because of bad leaders, they don't want their people to read. Al-Amin is talking about living things. It is the world of the living things. It knows we should understand it. He's talking about the world of the living and the people. The living human beings and the world of knowledge, someone will say, common people will think that it means those bodies up in the sky. That is okay that they mean that, but the teachers should teach them the real meaning so that they will understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to see in the bodies up in the sky. He wants you to see the bodies up in the sky as embodying science. That's why it is Al-Amina, he says. Wasiakuli, Sterling Rahmatin Wal Ilman. Translated, we encompass all things in mercy and knowledge. For he has made everything to embody, to communicate knowledge. Or science. So when he says he is Lord of all the world, is speaking of the world in a much higher and deeper meaning. He is talking about the world as objects embodying the knowledge and science. And isn't that what happened to the Arab world in Arabia when they were educated, educated in Quran? They became scientific-minded, and they started studying the stars and the heavens. They came up with, they gave the world, again, astronomy. from the Arab thinkers who were created by this kind of thinking in the Quran. So this is what made them scientific. I was reading recently, and I have to keep mentoring this every time I give a public address here. I mention it, and I read a caption in the Chicago paper, and it says, no longer can we say in religion or in the solar, in the circular quarters, oil and water don't mix. And this article makes it very clear what the writer is talking about. He's talking about science and religion, or science and the spiritual matters. So the water is the spiritual matter, and the oil is the science. Now, if he is correct, and he is, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the oil in the Quran, how it originated. He says the oil of a blessed tree, an olive, and he goes on to explain the light. And in religious schools of Al-Islam, that science is spiritual science. So I said the light are like seven, and the darkness is like seven layers. And they interpret that to mean the spiritual sciences. So I'm sure that the Sufi brothers or the Sufi brought that about. It is talking about science, period. But the oil is used because it is a liquid. And you wouldn't think of fire coming out of liquid, but some fire burns. Liquid don't burn, but some liquids do. So flame does not touch the oil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked this liquid and the olive oil and the olives to talk to us about science, how it appears to be a liquid. And you wouldn't think of liquid as burning, but this liquid will burn. And when you light it, it burns and the flame separates from the substance. So the flame and the substance do not touch each other or do not touch. And you can try it yourself or look at it in a book that it has pictures of oil burning in the book. You will see the flame is not touching the oil. So there is a space between the flame and the oil. So it seems that the oil is burning, but there is a mystery separating the oil and the flame itself, small particles of it that you can't see is escaping and making the flame. And that is why you see the flame and you don't see the oil touching the flame. But that is a sign. Allah's word is his creation. I believe in these signs as much as I believe in my own life that I am living on this earth. The signs of God. I'm talking about everything is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He speaks with his creation. That is how he first speaks to us, his world, his language is his creation. But you have to study his creation to get the full message or the full communication that he has given to us. Communication for our whole life. Our moral life, communication for our rational life, communication for your emotional life. God is communication. God is communication with his creation to give us understanding and teaching for our whole life and all of its different aspects. The Quran, Surah 41, Ayah 6, prophet mortal like you. So the leader don't think a mortal man can bring evidence from God. They understand that knowledge can come by intellectual study, pursuit, and by contact, the study of physical world science, applying itself mind. So if you go it that way, how'll the next one get it? The same way. Or you teach him. The Quran Surah 41, Ayah 6, say, Muhammad, I am immortal like you. The Quran Surah 8, Ayah 24, respond to Allah. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 186, Allah hears and responds to call. The Quran Surah 4, Ayah 59, obey Allah, the messenger. And again from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, Prophet Muhammad, Allah says that God has obligated us to respond and accept the messenger of God when he has sent the message from amongst the believers. He is one of the believers. He is to come from believing people, from the people of faith, not the people who reject faith, and that he is from our own selves. He is from the believers, from themselves, from their own souls, from their own nature, from their own person. He is like them in his nature. He is like them in his personality. He is like them in his soul. So they should recognize their kindred, believers, when they see him and when they learn of him. O you who believe, respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to God. Don't be negligent, absent-minded. Don't be insensitive. Respond to Allah and to his messenger when you are called to what gives you life. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close to the human person that he is as though operating between your body and yourself, your own mortal life, line, and your heart. So the Quran Surah 41, Ayah 6, I am a mortal human like you. John 14:10, I in you and you in me. So Jesus was pointing to something that was their identity or reality for both himself and the people. The excellence you see in me is also in you. You have the potential. And until you come back to that excellence that God created you for and to be reconciled with it, if you cannot get to God. So the Quran, Surah 41, Ayah 6, I am a mortal human like you. John 14:10, I in you and you in me. It is a type that is in all of us. We have the same in ourselves. People thought wrongly that a man could be human mortal, but his excellence is divine. So God wanted to kill that idea once and for all. Humans like you, not like a god nor angel, God who created everything and gave everything in constitution and its possibility. God can teach a human person himself and qualify that person to be the teacher for all people for all times. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means that it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Murad Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.